Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you and we praise your glorious name this morning. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Lord is good. And his mercy does what?
Endureth
forever. The Lord is good. And his mercy
endureth
forever. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Let that grace shine upon us today. And as always, the entrance of your word brings light. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will announce the topic of my message in a minute. But let me read to you first of all, just to let you know that victory is on your side. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 23. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it.
Amen.
Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth, he says, into singing, O ye mountains, forest, and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Amen. So today, sing aloud for joy, because the Lord has done it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Another exhortation here from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49. See, and reading from verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people, and he will have mercy upon his afflicted. Can you say praise the Lord? Now, this scripture cannot be broken. Amen. Now, you know, but the people said, well, the Lord has forsaken me. That's what he said in the next verse. You know, people say, well, you know, my situation and so forth. The Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yeah, sometimes they may forget. You know, they get so busy and so forth like that, they forget. He said, well, the Lord said, yeah, they may forget, but yet I will never forget you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have graven you in the engravings, the palms of my hand. Hallelujah. And nobody can snatch you out of his hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name this morning again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
That's just to exhort you and so forth. But my message this morning is faith challenge. Believest thou this? That's my message this morning. And I started to hint a little bit on this at the Faith Lab service last Friday. Faith challenge. Believest thou this? Amen?
Amen.
So let's read from the book of John, chapter 11. And here is the story of Lazarus being dead and Jesus visiting the gravesite. And when Lazarus had two sisters, Martha and Mary, and verse 20 says, Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto the Lord Jesus, she said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Amen.
Amen.
And then Martha answered him and said, well, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe this?
Amen.
So she said, well, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which you come into the world. So that's the text for our exhortation here this morning. Now, there are some things I want to point out here in this, hopefully, brief message. First of all, Martha confronted the Lord and said, look, if you were to be here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus made a statement to her and said, your brother shall rise again. You know, but Martha said, well, I know he will rise again in the resurrection and all of this stuff and so on. You know, so the Lord is talking about something specific, but Martha is talking about something else. You know, she's talking about, well, I know he will rise again later on, the resurrection and so forth. So the fact that she mentioned the resurrection, Jesus brought her attention back. I said, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm standing right here. And if I want to call him forth, he will come forth now.
Amen.
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 Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
And then Jesus gave her a little insight and said, look, anybody that already died, if they believed in me, they will rise again. But if they are still living and they believe, they won't even die. And Jesus challenged her and said, believest thou this? Well, she escaped and dodged the question. She didn't answer that question directly. She answered a different question. He said, well, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, that should come to the world. Is that what Jesus asked? No. Jesus asked, do you believe? That two parts. Whoever died, she believed that one already because she said, well, I know my brother will live again. So she believed that part. But the second part, do you believe that anybody that is still living and believes in me shall never die? Hallelujah. She didn't believe it, just like most people in the world today, most believers still don't believe that. Now they believe that, you know, the resurrection and so forth. Everybody believes that one, you know. But do you really believe this statement? Jesus challenged her. Do you believe it? Well, she said, well, I know that, you know, I know that you are the Savior, the Son of God that will come to the world and so forth. That's not what he was talking about. Answer a specific question. But she danced around the bush, you know. Now, most believers believe that the Lord can do all things.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, there's hardly any believer, if they have any sense in their head at all, that will not believe that the Lord can do all things. You know, they believe that. Everybody, you know, in fact, even people that don't really believe the Lord too much, believe that God is able to do all things. You know, somehow they know it, you know. But when it comes to the specific thing that they want from the Lord, why is it that if you believe the Lord can do all things, why is it then that specifically when you are believing God for something, why is it that that thing is not done? Because the question is, believest thou that I can do this specific thing? Are you still with me, folks? That's the question this morning. Not just, you know, I can do all things in general. Well, we know that. But this specific thing that you are believing God for, believest thou that God can do it? What is it that you are believing God for here this morning? There's something that you are praying about that God, you know, so far, maybe he hasn't done it or you haven't received it. I don't know what it is, but that prayer hasn't been answered. But do you believe that God can do that thing? I'm not talking about, do you believe that God can do everything? Yeah, sure. It's like people say, do you believe that God can raise the dead? You are sure. Everybody believes that. But when somebody dies, you know, around them, then it's a you know, different story. And so forth like that. You know. So, do you really believe this? That's what Jesus said. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the problem, that's the reason why people, their prayers are not answered like they should be. Because they're not believing God for the specific thing. People are too general in the things that they're asking from. You know, people say things like, you know, Lord bless me and so forth. What exactly does that mean? What do you want him to do for you? Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus will say, what will thou that I do for you? And the man would say, Lord, that my eyes be opened. If the man would have said, Lord, bless me, well, Jesus would have said, well, you are blessed. Amen?
Amen.
And his eyes would not have been opened. Are you still with me, folks?
Amen.
The blind man that came to Jesus, you know, and besought him and so forth. And the Lord said, what would you that I should do for you? And he said, Lord, that my eyes may be opened. He didn't say, Lord, bless me. He said, Lord, this was what he wanted. And he zeroed in on that thing. And the Lord said, that's it. Thy faith has made thee whole. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. If you can zero in on the thing today, and I'm going to call for prayer in just a minute, and I'm going to believe the Lord with you. Now, I know this, you know, that I believe that the Lord can do that specific thing for you.
Amen.
Amen. I already know the Lord can do all things. You know, that we know that. But there is a specific thing. Do you believe that the Lord can do that? Well, there are some examples of people that took the faith challenge in the Bible. The first one that comes to mind, you know, we didn't know, hear very much about him. His name was Enoch. Enoch was the first one that took that faith challenge. I don't know how he knew that it was possible. It had never been done. We preached a message years ago on trailblazers. People that, you know, do things that nobody else has ever done. Enoch was one of them. It had never been heard that anybody went through and didn't die. But somehow, he believed it. God, if he hadn't believed it, it wouldn't have happened. Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. So I don't know how he believed it, but he took that faith challenge. Probably the Lord revealed it to him, and he took that faith challenge, and off he went. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until this day, he's still alive, and he shall never taste of death. The Bible said that he was translated that he should not see death. Praise the Lord. The next one that comes to mind, Abraham. More popular story because there's a lot revealed about it. He also took the faith challenge. When God appeared to him, he said, I am your shield, an exceeding great reward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, God appeared to him in Genesis 15. God appeared to him also in Genesis 17. When God began to tell him these things, you know, finally Abraham said, look, well, you are my shield. You are my exceeding great reward. I mean, that's general. But Abraham zeroed in on one thing. But right now, I know you are my shield. And I know you are my exceeding great reward. But right now, I am going childless. Praise the Lord. He zeroed in on a specific thing. Oh my. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, that is so wonderful. You know, let me read it to you in Genesis chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision. That's verse 1 of Genesis 15. And he said, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield, an exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, you know, I know you are my shield, and I know you are my exceeding great reward, but I got this one thing that is bugging me right now. Amen? Amen, folks?
Amen.
I got this one thing that people are making fun of me. I'm going childless, you know, and yet you have not given me a seed. So even somebody born in my house and so forth is going to be heir now because, you know, you didn't give it to me that the way I thought, you know, so forth, you know. And Abraham said, behold, thou hast given me no seed and all that. And the word of the Lord came to him in verse 4 and said, this guy, you know, that one, forget it. That's not going to be your heir, you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then God gave him a wonderful promise. Well, he took that faith challenge when God gave it to him, and he held on to it. It actually took him 25 years, as the story went, to realize that thing, but he got it. Amen?
Amen,
amen, people?
Amen.
He zeroed in on that one thing, and he got it from the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. There are many people, you know, many, many people in the Bible. You can read this story of Abraham, a better rendition of it, you know, in Romans chapter 4. You can read verses 17 to 22. He said, Abraham, he believed God. And he staggered not at the promise of God. He knew that God was able to do all things. But he zeroed in on this specific thing. Knew that God can even bring things. That can call things out of nothing to existence. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He took the faith challenge. and he believed God. Ha! Lord Jesus, I thank you. Let thy people take this faith challenge this day and believe the word of the Lord for a breakthrough in that specific thing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. He who against hope, Romans 4 and 18. See, if you read verse 17, he said that, you know, Abraham, you know, he knew that God quickens the dead. And that God can call those things which are not as though they already are. And against hope, he believed in hope. He zeroed in so that he can become the father of nations. Praise ye the Lord. He took the umbrella promise of God and he zeroed it in into some specifics. And he accomplished it in Jesus' mighty name. So shall thy seed be, he told him, as, you know, sons of the sea and so forth. And he believed God. Now, there were three Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter 3. They took the faith challenge. When King Nebuchadnezzar said unto them, at the penalty of death, when the music goes forth, you don't bow down and worship this golden image that I've set down, you're going to be thrown into the furnace of fire. And they said to him in Daniel chapter 3, verses 17, turn with me quickly. Praise ye the Lord. Are you still with me here this morning?
Yes.
If you are with me, say praise the Lord.
Praise.
In the book of Daniel chapter 3 and verse 17, let's pick up the story here and see what is happening. You know, so here's what they said. Or let me talk at verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. That means we don't have to go and deliberate our answer. We're going to give it to you right now. Praise the Lord. He said, if it be so, they said, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us. Hallelujah. So I want to take two things out of there. First, you must believe that God is able. Amen.
Amen,
amen, folks.
Amen.
I've said it many times. That part of your faith is non-negotiable. Whatever it is, you must believe that God is able. Just like everybody believes that God is able to do all things. But then you must zero in into the specific and say, God is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know the rest of the story. The Lord deliver them. Praise ye the Lord. Joshua and Caleb were two men that took the faith challenge. You can read their story in Numbers chapter 13. We pick up the story from verse 30, the book of Numbers. Now, of course, Moses sent out the people to spy out the land and took one from each tribe and so forth. And they went out and they came back with all kinds of evil reports. Except for Joshua and Caleb. So let me pick up the story here in the book of Numbers, chapter 13. That's where we pick up the story. And starting at verse 30. And then going on into, you know, some rest of the story continues in chapter 14. So let's take a look at Numbers 13 and verse 30. And Caleb quieted the people before Moses, that's what still means, and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Amen. But everybody else said the opposite. But Joshua and Caleb, they took the faith challenge. They said, we are able to go up and do it. Now, listen to verse chapter 14, and let's look at verse 6. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched out the land, they rent their clothes when everybody said, we are not going to do it. These people are going to chew us up. The inhabitants of the land are like, you know, giants, and we are like grasshoppers, and the land eats up the people, and so on. So these people, these two ones, Joshua and Caleb, that took the faith challenge, they said, if the Lord delight, hallelujah, in us, then he will bring us into this land and he will give it to us. You know, and they told the people, they said, look, don't don't rebel against the Lord and so forth. You know, why are you going to provoke the Lord like this? We are able to go up. We are able to take the land. You know, verse 9. He said, look, only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye their fear, for they are bread for us. Amen. We're going to have them for lunch. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, you may have heard sayings like that. That's where it came from. You know, and their defense is gone away from them. The Lord is with us. They took the faith challenge. And of course, they were the only ones that inherited that promise. Everybody else got destroyed because they did not believe the Lord. They what they got instead of God's promise was the breach of the promise. Talked about that before, you know, so we won't go too much into that today. Now, of course, you know, the people that didn't believe the Lord, like I said, they didn't go anywhere. They didn't get it. The other only two that believed, they were the ones that went in. Now, are you going to take the faith challenge for yourself today? Will you take that faith challenge? Will you believe the Lord for that specific thing that you are asking the Lord to do for you? Amen?
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There was a man called the centurion in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 8. And we pick up the story in verse 5. And of course, you know, he said, look, you don't even need to come to my house. Just speak the word. Because, you know, I also am a man under. He took the faith challenge. He said, look, you know, I know you just speak it. I believe you, my servant will be healed. And his servant was healed. Praise ye the Lord. And that's somebody who was standing in the gap for somebody else. So you may be standing in the gap for somebody else today. It doesn't always have to be just for yourself. But if you believe, then God can do it as well. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Here's another trailblazer. Her name is called Mary. Amen.
Amen.
Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was a trailblazer. In the book of Luke chapter 1 and verse 45, we pick up the story where the angel had come and told her that, you know, since the world began, we have never heard that anybody got pregnant just like that. But the Lord sent this angel and told her, you know, because Isaiah 7 and verse 14 said, behold, a virgin shall conceive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And she said, how is this thing? But nevertheless, I will believe the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the Lord, you know, began to move. Oh my. And even her cousin said, you know, blessed is the one that believes the Lord, because there shall be a performance of those things that was spoken, just because she believed. She took the faith challenge. It had never been said before. It had never happened. And we've never heard of it afterwards, that somebody got pregnant, you know, by the Holy Ghost, you know. But she took that, she believed it, and it came to pass. The word, because she believed it, then the word became flesh in her. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
When you believe the word of God, you take the faith challenge, you believe it, then it becomes flesh in you. Praise God. And it is manifested. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let me read a small story of a parable that Jesus told here. I love these parables that Jesus used to tell. He told these parables about the kingdom of God from time to time. And here is one in the book of Mark chapter 4. And we pick this up at verse 26. The Gospel of Mark chapter 4 and verse 26. And Jesus said, you know, the kingdom of heaven, you know, is as a man that should cast seed. The kingdom of God is as a man that should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring forth and grow, and he knows not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of itself. First the blade, then the ear, and after that the corn, and so forth. But as soon as the fruit is brought forth, immediately this man puts forth the sickle, you know, because the harvest is come. Now, here is what I want to illustrate from this point. When you plant the seed in your garden or whatever, if after 3 days or whatever number of days you choose, you go there, you dig it up to look at the seed, whether it's growing, you dig the ground again and bring it out and look at it, people will think you are insane, because nobody does that. Are you still with me, folks? You plant the thing, you leave it there. You don't go dig it up. You go to bed. You know, well, you might do some things like weed the you know, clean out the weed that's around the garden, water the thing a little bit and so forth, but you don't go dig it up to see whether it is growing. Praise the Lord. Because it's going to grow by itself. Hallelujah. The same thing when you put your faith into the promise of God. You leave it in his hands. Don't worry about how he's going to do it. You just believe on his name. So my challenge to you today is, believest thou this? When it is all said and done, we had a small section in Hebrews 11 of what we might call the heroes of faith. Well, that book has continued to be written. You just haven't seen it yet. It is still being written. Hallelujah. But is your name going to be in that book of the heroes of faith, who through faith subdued kingdoms, who through faith stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, done all of these great things and so forth, who through faith, even in your situation today, got the hand of God moving when there was no way? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. You know, take for instance the things that are facing us today. It may be you are looking for a job. You may be out of a job. You know, something like that. You know, praise God. Maybe it is even said that they are not hiring. Nobody is hiring and so forth. Well, if you believe the Lord, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22. I love this scripture when it comes to faith and prayer and how you believe. Turn with me to Matthew 21 and 22. And if you have your Bible, read it out aloud with me. And let's see what it says together. What does it say? Matthew 21 and 22. Read it with me. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Amen. You know, the reason I love this scripture is it goes right along with this message. The first part of this scripture says, all things. That's the one that everybody believes. But then Jesus drills down into the specific, whatsoever. Hallelujah. It's not just that God can do all things. We know that one. But this specific thing. See, this specific thing that we are trusting God for, let's zero in on it. Amen. Amen. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And if you are believing and you ask, don't worry about when it will happen, how it will happen. It will surely come to pass. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. There shall be a performance of those things because you have believed the word of the Lord. Amen. You know, now, there shall be a performance is a process. It takes some time. Perhaps it may take. Now, if your faith, if you have real faith, if you have powerful faith, like the gift of faith, God will honor your word as though it was his. You can speak it just right now and it's done. That's it. Done. You don't need to wait. Because that's how the gift of faith operates. It's different from the measure of faith that everybody has. See, everybody has the measure of faith. You know, and even with the measure of faith, it's good enough. You believe God, you know, God will do it. But the gift of faith, folks, speaks it just like that and it's done. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just like that. Now, if you believe the Lord this morning, I want you to zero in on the one thing. Now, if you have more than one thing, that's good too. But be specific. I'm not saying that God will only answer one thing. But I'm saying, don't say, Lord, you bless me. You are already blessed. Amen. Amen. The Bible says we're already blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. We're already blessed. So let's not pray the prayer of God bless me. I don't know what it means. Ask for specific things. Jesus said, don't use vain words when you pray. Tell your Father specifically. Give us this day, not, you know, bless me all my life. No. Give us this day. Be specific. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. One day at a time. Be specific in what you are asking. Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
Now, I will go back to the beginning scripture this morning. When Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, I am taking the faith challenge to believe that part that Jesus said, if anybody is living and believing in me, that he shall not see death.
Amen.
I'm taking that faith challenge in my personal life. Praise you the Lord. Now, if you are going to want to take that faith challenge with me, well, you know, God has already abolished death. Jesus did that already. You know, so, but why do we keep still dying and all these things happen and so forth? And death is already working in us. Anytime that you're sick, that's death that's working gradually and so on. You know, begin to weary your body out and all of these things and so forth. You know, but we must take our stand in the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, Jesus was never sick when he was here. Can you imagine? You know, praise the Lord. You know, so you can take faith challenge in that thing and believe the Lord. You know, and every other promise that God promised, every other thing that is in this word, you know, the question is, believest thou this, that God is able? Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Now, there is something that you are believing God for. And I want you to be specific. Perhaps it is you want to go, you know, in a burst of light like Enoch did. You believe in God for that. You know, God will give it to you if you believe. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know. There's not a lot of people in this church that believe that. You know, because whenever time we talk about that subject, it's kind of silent. Well, Jesus said, when I come, Luke chapter 18 and verse 8, shall I find faith? Shall I find people that are believing in this kind of thing? Do you believe this? Do you believe in John 8 and 51 that says, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, amen,
amen,
shall never taste death. Now, if you believe that this morning, you know, you can come and stand here and declare your faith. Also, if you believe for something that you want the Lord to do for you, you can come here and I'm going to believe the Lord with you. I want you to be specific. Don't pray this general prayer of God bless me. I don't want that this morning. I want you to be specific. Then you will have a testimony. You can come back next week or next month or whatever it is when God accomplishes that thing in your life that you are standing for in prayer this morning, and you can come back to the house of God and give the testimony. You may be standing for yourself this morning. You may also be standing for somebody else. It doesn't make any difference to the Lord. And the Lord can heal a headache just the same way as he can heal leukemia. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
It's the same to the Lord. It doesn't make him any difference. He can heal you just the same. And the Lord can open doors unto you. Maybe you want a job. Maybe you want the Lord to bless your business. Maybe you want this or that. Maybe you are struggling with some finances. Maybe you are even struggling with your marriage. Whatever it is, maybe you have a problem with one of your children. Whatever it is, do you believe that God can do this? That's my question this morning. Believest thou this? You know, yes, I am the resurrection and the life. Yes, your brother will rise up in, you know, later on and so forth. But do you believe this specific thing that I'm telling you right now? That's what Jesus is saying. Hallelujah. So you believe and you know that the Lord can do all things.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But do you believe that he can do this specific one thing that you're here?
Oh, yes.
So sing this chorus with me. You know, this is the chorus that says that the Lord believes, that we believe the Lord can do all things. He says, amen, I have found Jesus. Amen. He's able to do all things. Hallelujah. Amen. I have found Jesus. Amen. He's able to do all things. Hallelujah. Amen. I have found Jesus that he's able. He's able to do all things. Hallelujah. Amen. I have found Jesus that he is able. He's able to do all things. Hallelujah. Now that's the first part of the story. The story is, you believe that he's able to do all things. Now that's great. That's wonderful. But what about this specific thing? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I want us to sing that song again and say, he's able to do this one thing. Amen.
Amen.
You zero in with that one thing. We know he's able to do all things. That's all right. But what about this specific thing that you are trusting God for? And that's what we're going to pray about. Amen. I have found Jesus that he's able. He's able to do this one thing. Hallelujah. Amen. I have found Jesus. He's able. He's able to do this one thing. Hallelujah. Amen. And I found Jesus. Amen. He's able. He's able to do for me this thing. Hallelujah. He is able to do for me. Raise your hand and begin to believe the Lord and begin to pray. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord that God, the thing that is in your heart this morning, we know he can do all things, but we are talking about this specific thing that you are believing God for this morning. Don't be like Martha, who avoided the question. Jesus said, do you believe this? And she said, well, I know this and I know that, but do you believe this? If it was not for the grace of God, Lazarus would not have risen that day, because she didn't really believe that Lazarus would rise that day. She was believing something else, in the future maybe, in the resurrection maybe. But do you believe this morning? Will you take the faith challenge, the thing that is uppermost in your heart, your prayer request here this morning? And I am going to stand in prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Now I want everybody to be silent. Be silent, the Bible says, before me, O eyes. Hallelujah. Now, listen to this word of prayer. As I declare it, if you believe with any part of it, then you can say amen. But you listen to it first. You pray with understanding. I'm not going to speak in tongues. I'm going to speak in a language that you understand. Amen. So you can zero in with me. And when I say something that clicks with your spirit, then you can agree in prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Then you can say amen. But if you don't listen to my prayer, if you are just praying at the same time that I'm praying, then all of us are just speaking and so forth. Nobody knows who's saying what. You listen to what I'm going to pray. And when you hear what I say, if it resonates with your spirit, then you say amen. And when you say amen, the Lord will seal it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the revelation of your word.
Amen.
We believe and know that you can do all things.
Amen.
God is able to do all things.
Amen.
God is able to make all grace abound unto me.
Amen.
And unto all your people here.
Amen.
So that we may have sufficiency.
Amen.
In everything.
Amen.
So that you will not lack.
Amen.
Do you believe this morning?
Yes.
Now, Lord, your people are standing before you, not before me. For unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Your people have gathered here this morning, and we have thrown the faith challenge. Believest thou this? Believest thou that I am able to do this thing that you are standing in prayer for this morning, saith the Lord? Do you believe it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, I believe.
I believe.
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 People, don't glory in unbelief.
Some people say, well, you know, well, I don't know if the Lord... Get rid of that nonsense.
Zero in with God and believe God. Because the scripture cannot be broken.
Oh yes.
The scripture says all things
Oh, yes.
whatsoever
Can everybody say whatsoever?
Whatsoever.
Now that's whatsoever. That's right. That means the thing you are standing in prayer for today, which has eluded you for years, it doesn't make any difference. If you catch this revelation this morning, forget about the general stuff. Zero in on this one specific thing and stay in prayer and say with me, I believe that all things, whatsoever, that I'm asking in prayer today, believing,
I shall receive.
And if you believe that now, you can say amen.
Amen.
And may the loudest amen be the first person to get the miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, before you go back to your seats, I want you to lift up your hands.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands and thank Him.
Amen.
The Bible says, sing, O heavens. Shout for joy, O earth. For the Lord has done it. That is the reason why I read that scripture in the beginning. The Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. I want you to say, the Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. It may be a job. It may be your son that you are praying for. Maybe it's a wayward son. It may be your daughter. It may be this. It may be that. It may be your business. It may be schooling. It may be whatever. Sing for joy this morning.
Amen.
For the Lord has done it.
Amen.
But do you believe this?
Amen.
Believest thou this?
Amen.
That the Lord has done it.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I don't know that that's an hallelujah of somebody or an army that believes God. Now, if you believe that the Lord has done it, shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may go to your seats and the praise team will come up.